We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is part two of Wicked Fantasy, written by Isabel Lauren, read by Girl on the Net. If you'd like to catch up with part one, check the links in the post. And note before we begin, this is a lesbian age play fantasy in which one of the people is referred to as Mummy and the other is referred to as her daughter. Neither of these characters are related, and both of them are well over the age of 18. I couldn't stop thinking about that magical night. The one in which I was able to play out my fantasy of being a sexy mum. Couldn't get her out of my mind, my daughter for the night. It was a sinful fantasy, of course, and I'd told myself that I'd only fuck her once just to get this out of my mind. But instead of fading, my arousal had intensified. I wanted to play with her again. I told her it would only be one time. Told myself that, really. It was supposed to be a night in which I could shed my inhibitions, made possible by the fact that I'd never see her again. But I had kept her number, just in case. And my lust had been fueled to such an extent that I decided to give her a call. The worst that could happen was her rejecting me. I could deal with that. After a few false starts, I finally plucked up my courage and dialed the number. She picked up right away, her voice breathless. Mummy! That one word threatened to undo all my self-control. My panties flooded with lust. She'd not only saved my number, but had programmed it into her phone. She'd called me Mummy. I took a deep, steadying breath. How has my baby been? She giggled. I miss you. Closing my eyes, I bit back a moan. Does my little girl need some loving? Please, Mummy. Her whimper was so cute, I wanted to drop everything and rush to her flat. Do you need Mummy to come over? She lived across town and it was late, but I didn't care. Yes, Mummy. I was already off the couch. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Luckily, the drive across town cooled me down. I didn't want my arousal to rush me once I was with her. I wanted to savour the moment, prolong the pleasure I would get from fucking her tight little cunt. She opened the door before I had knocked. She looked delicious in a tiny, see-through baby doll. My heart skipped a beat, but I ignored it. Hello, baby. She stepped forward and put her hands on my shoulders. Her lips brushed mine in the most delicate of kisses. Heat flooded my core, but I stepped past her into her flat. She closed the door behind me. By the time she was by my side, I'd taken off my coat. I was wearing a summer dress, having foregone underwear. She wasn't to know that, though. Not yet. She took my hand and led me to the bedroom. Her bed looked the same, pink sheets and lots of soft toys leaning against the pillows. She lay down and grinned at me. I'm so wet for you, Mummy. I narrowed my eyes. What have you been doing to make yourself so wet? Her voice was a whisper. I've been thinking about you. Show me. I'd intended for it to sound stern, but my voice was hoarse. I didn't care. I didn't mind her knowing how much I wanted her. She smiled and pulled off her little baby doll. My eyes flashed to her cunt. Bare and oh, so wet. I couldn't wait to lick her juices, to hear her moans as I made her come with my tongue. But I wanted her to earn her reward. This time, it was Mummy's turn. I approached the bed. "You're such a little slut. This wet just from thinking about sex. Can't wait to have your pussy played with, can you?" She spread her legs wider. "No, Mummy, you're the best and I really crave you." I nodded tersely. "No, Mummy, you're the best and I really crave you." I nodded tersely. "I'm sure you do." My voice turned stern. "But I'm not gonna fuck you." Her eyes flashed wide and I hid a grin. Now I had her attention. "But, Mummy, I'm so horny for you." I smile wryly. "I can see that." She slid her fingers through her slit. Her eyes rolled back into her head and she moaned. The sound was so intoxicating, I almost lost my control. "Stop that, you little slut." The harshness in my voice stopped her. A flush broke out on her skin, and for the first time that night, she looked uncertain. A surge of power flowed through me. I loved having her at my mercy. I pulled my dress over my head and sat on the edge of the bed. "You're not going to get anything from me." "But why not?" she gasped. I imitated her whiny voice. "But why not?" Grabbed her hand and pulled it away from her cunt. "Because I'm not here to play with you. I'm here so you can satisfy me. And maybe, maybe, if you're good, I'll allow you to come. But you better make it really good." For a terrifying moment, I thought she was going to kick me out of her house. Then she dropped her eyes. "Yes, Mummy." My heart lifted. "Get over here." I indicated the ground between my legs. "You can start by licking, Mummy." She kept her eyes down as she clambered over the bed towards me. She slid off and knelt between my legs. I rested on my elbows, pushing my cunt into her face. I wasn't even sure whether she'd done this before, but I didn't care. If she thought our sexual encounter was a one-way street, she was badly mistaken. She moved closer and tentatively licked my cunt. I stifled a gasp when her tongue brushed past my clit. "Is this okay, Mummy?" With difficulty, I kept my voice even. "It's a start." She bent over and licked me again, more forceful this time. Her tongue skittered between my labia, briefly lapping at my gushing hole before swirling around my clit in hard strokes. "You're so wet, Mummy." "Oh," I moaned, and she chuckled. She dove into my cunt again, this time licking me expertly before pushing a finger inside my hole. A second finger slid in easily, and I lay down. I put my heels on the bed, exposing myself to her more fully. She moaned, the sound vibrating against my sensitive labia. Her fingers curled up inside me, seeking out my G-spot. Her tongue was relentless against my clit. Everything felt amazing, but I wanted more. I needed to be filled, the way I'd filled her, pounded with a dildo until I gushed all over her. "Is that all you got?" My quivering body belied the scorn in my voice, but it had the desired effect. She sat up, indignation on her face. "I thought you liked it, Mummy." I scoffed. "Like? Sure, I liked it. I need something that will set me on fire." Her voice was small. "What do you want me to do, Mummy? I'm not good at this." I stifled a groan of lust. "Use a dildo, baby. Mummy's cunt needs a good pounding." She jumped up and clapped her hands excitedly. That's such a good idea, Mummy. It was all just a play. I'd seen the collection of toys she'd laid out when we entered the bedroom. She'd been as prepared as I. A second later, she was back between my legs, one of the biggest dildos I'd ever seen in her hand. With a shy smile, she held it up to me. "Is this big enough?" I couldn't pretend any longer. "Oh, yes, baby. Fuck me with that." Grinning, she poised the dildo at my entrance, pushing slightly. Impatiently, I bucked my hips and she pushed the dildo in. It was huge. My cunt stretched to the point of being painful to accommodate it. I grunted as she kept pushing it in further, the flared base stretching me more. I'd never felt this full before, and it was glorious. She let it rest inside me for a moment while she played with my clit. I groaned and lifted my head to look at her. "If you don't fuck me now, you can forget any orgasms." She grinned and stuck her tongue out, but grabbed the dildo and slowly pulled it out of my cunt. Then she started fucking me with it. Hard, pounding thrusts that rocked my body. I wondered how she could have the strength to fuck me like that, and then my thoughts left my mind as my body hurled itself towards an orgasm. My cunt clenched round the dildo, sucking it in deeper. My clit pulsed underneath her fingers, expanding until I felt like it would burst. I arched my back as wave after wave of pleasure coursed through me, leaving me drenched on the bed. My body was taut with tension, every nerve ending crying out with the need to come. And then my climax washed over me, shaking me as she kept fucking me relentlessly. I cried out as I gushed all over her hands, her beautiful pink sheets drenching us both in my cum. She left the dildo in place as she climbed onto the bed and snuggled up to me. She kissed me softly as my cunt contracted around the dildo. When my shaking limbs finally rested, she reached between my legs and dragged the dildo out of me. She held my gaze as she put the massive thing to her lips and sucked all my juices off it. Hot lust flared up in me and I pushed her onto her back. She grinned up at me. "Did I do well, Mummy?" I kissed her. "You did so well, baby. Are you ready for your reward?" If you liked this, you can find more of Isabel Lauren's amazing work at isabellauren.com. That's isabellauren.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.